We're back with the Arts Page on Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. So glad to have you with us today. That's the sound, or more accurately, sounds, of Tuvan throat singing, a technique that allows one human voice to effectively harmonize with itself. There are a variety of singing styles within the tradition, each associated with a different sound in nature, whistling for birdsong or the wind, or deep rhythmic sounds that lope along like a galloping horse. Alash is a quartet of singers and instrumentalists from Tuva that is managed by Sean Quirk. Quirk grew up in Whitefish Bay and went to Tuva in 2003 on a Fulbright scholarship. Quirk is a musician himself, but today he's the band's interpreter. Alash found itself in Milwaukee last week with a couple of extra days between concerts, so they came to the Lake Effect studio to perform for us. Quirk told me that they keep a busy performing and recording schedule.
We all play together in the Tuva National Orchestra, and so we'll just slide right into that function. We're planning on recording another CD, but we'll probably do that over here in the States when we come back for our tour in the summer.
Oh, so you're going to be back soon?
Yeah, we'll be back in mid-July. We're doing some festivals this summer, and then we'll probably be back once again in a year from now in the spring. So just kind of keeping everything rolling, and we'll record the new album in July and hopefully release that in the fall.
A lot of the music that you do is traditional, you know, songs that have been passed down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you write your own, or does everyone contribute and can create new music?
Well, the thing about Alash is, for the most part, the songs that they play are traditional songs, folk music songs. But where their creativity comes in is that they are creating new arrangements for these songs. These were songs that were often performed in a solo setting. Just the idea of an ensemble is fairly new in Tuvan music. So they... The arrangements is really where a lot of their compositional creativity comes in, their ways of arranging it, particular rhythms that they select, who's singing what and when and how and that kind of thing.
I was also noticing the instruments themselves, not only do they sound beautiful, but they are beautiful. You know, they are beautiful to look at, and we have some pictures that'll be on the website. I love the carved horses, and that's part of the culture. Yes, it's a horse culture.
Oh, sure. The horse is extremely important in Tuvan culture because of the fact that traditionally their way of life has been nomadic, meaning they move from season to season in between pastures based on the needs of their animals. And having a horse is indispensable in nomadic life. You need something to carry all of that stuff. It's an animal that's easy to raise, doesn't require a whole lot of care. It can find its own forage in the winter, for instance. Tuvan horses are very tough, very stout. They are the horses on which Genghis Khan conquered most of the known world at that time. So
the ones we tend to think of as Mongolian horses.
Right, yeah. And it's the same area of the world. People call them Mongolian ponies. Back then, those borders didn't exist. It's this area, the Altai Sayan mountain region, inner Asia is kind of a term we're trying to push as opposed to Central Asia. But yeah, the instruments are all handmade. They're carved. They have horse heads on them predominantly. They often have horsehair strings. The bows and the strings are usually made of horsehair too. So it's a very, very close connection to the horse. As a matter of fact, one of the instruments here that Dorje was playing with, the Egil, there's a whole legend associated with it that if people go to the website, which is a fine website, there's a ton of further information there. But for instance, there's a couple of the legends that are associated with the instruments there on our information page about the instruments.
And I understand that 2009 is the year of the Egil.
Yes, that's true. Last year was the year of Hume in Tuva, and this year the government just got so excited about how successful the year of Hume went that they decided to just go right ahead and name 2009 the year of the Egil. So it's pretty lucky and fortunate for us who are involved in the sphere of music and culture, because it shows the Tuvan government is finally, after many years, officially coming around to really support and recognize their traditional music.
Now, I know, Sean, you originally went to Tuva on a Fulbright scholarship to study the music. Now, how did everyone here get involved? Have they been playing since they were boys?
Yeah, they have been playing together as a group since 1999. They all entered the Arts College of Kazale in 1999. But they've all been musicians since they were young. They learned from their relatives, from their uncles, their grandparents, especially when it comes down to the singing. By the time they had entered the arts college, all of them were accomplished throat singers, and some of them had already received a fair amount of training in the musical instruments as well. So Dorje, for instance, he's been playing on stage, really, since he was 5 or 6 years old. He's from the same town as a very famous Tuvan singer, Kongorol Ondar. They have the same family name, but they're not related. Kongorol picked him out as an especially talented youth and had sort of took him under his wing. He appeared actually here in the United States when he was 9 years old. He was on Chevy Chase show, and you can look it up on YouTube. Yeah, they've all been playing since they were young kids, and Alash itself as a group is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year.
I noticed during the songs that were played, you know, hearing the harmonies, and it sounded very much like an orchestral ensemble.
That's one of the things about Alash. All Tuvan musicians, all Tuvan throat singers generally command most of the styles, if not all of them. But the nice thing about Alash as a group is all four of them are extremely powerful singers. They have, for instance, in last year's throat singing competition, Ayan won second prize, Ayan Ol won first prize, and Badi Dorje won the grand prize. Na Chin won first prize in the duet competition. He actually performed with his wife. And as such, especially when they do a cappella numbers or numbers like Eki Atar, where they just have one instrument, it really allows them to show off how powerful they can be when they combine their voices. I mean, I've seen probably 500,000 Alash concerts by this point, and I am still affected at various times during the concert when they all sing together in this way, because it's such a rich, complex, and powerful sound.
Boy, 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 boy
The overtones and everything, you can just sort of feel it cellularly. It's like,
exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
There's actually a tactile, tangible sensation that you get. And it's one of the things, of course, that for us is hard to convey to concert promoters and stuff like that when we're trying to get gigs is they say, oh, well, Tuve and Throat Singing, you know, we've heard of that and it's kind of a novelty and this and that. But when people come to the concert and they actually listen to the instruments and the voices combined and this sensation, this tactile, tangible feeling comes over them, it really doesn't matter where they're from. I mean, if places as varied as Milford, Nebraska, and Park Slope in Brooklyn, you know, we have the hippest of the hip and the countryest of the country, but it doesn't matter. And everywhere in between there, audiences 99% of the time come out amazed and stunned.
Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you all so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. How do I say thank you in Tuvan?
Ah, yes. In Tuvan, thank you is Chetirdim.
Chetirdim. Sean Quirk is the manager and interpreter for the Tuvan Quartet, Alash. Alash's Lake Effect performance was engineered by WUWM's studio engineer, John Strelecki. There's more information on our website, wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And that's all the time we have today. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for joining us. We're on the air every weekday, 10 in the morning and 11 at night. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter. You can learn more, take part in a conversation, watch some exclusive videos. There are links to our Facebook and Twitter pages from our website, wuwm.com/lakeeffect. You're listening to 89.7 WUWM HD, Milwaukee Public Radio.